Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Let's get it going, baby. The Friday Morning Good Time edition of the Daily Tip on the MGM Network. Speeding towards the weekend, I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up on the show, it is a Football Friday, baby. Plenty to be excited about there. We'll look back at last night's duel in the desert, Seahawks and Cardinals, plus the early slate, late slate on NFL Sunday, college football as well, and Double D, a degenerate as always, with his parlay, show parlay, in this hour or next hour as we get you going on a Friday. Good morning, Chelsea.
Is it a good morning or is it just a morning? I'm feeling about as good as somebody who lost two bets by 1 yard. Jenks, I tried to put a positive spin on it and be like, at least you're close. But here's the thing in betting. Like, close doesn't matter. It is a win or it is a loss. So I'm going to have to flip the script today. Maybe I can be like Marvin Harrison Jr. last night and be better in the second half. But I do need to flip things.
Yeah, you know, Chelsea's just in her head right now. All the talent's there. We've seen it, right? When you won the Kyler Murray bet, I was like, that's the Chelsea Messenger I know. Second half, you know? Kyler Murray came through second half, just like Marvin Harrison Jr. So did you. All the talent's there. That's why we brought you in.
I think the worst part was watching this god-awful game and the way that, like, these bets went down, because the second I knew that Trey Benson had 19 receiving yards in the third quarter, because Jake was like, oh, it's the third quarter, he can still get another catch. I said, no, no, no. The way that things are going for me lately, he's going to finish with 19 yards, because I had 19 and a half receiving yards. What does he do? He finishes with 19 and a half receiving yards. And how about this one? Jackson Smith and Jigba. I feel like a lot of people were in a tizzy over this one. In the first half, he had zero targets. What are we doing? He was second in the NFL in receiving yards through 3 weeks of the season, and you're just going to forget he exists. So luckily, they deployed him as a weapon in the second half, but I needed him to get 79 and a half receiving yards. He finished with 79. So a big thanks for nothing to two of my plays last night.
Oh, I am sorry. I did not realize how close they were until I woke up this morning, and I was like, God, again? The gambling gods have not been kind to you. I had a 3-3 day, so it was very meh. The one pick I was really disappointed in was Army getting 5 at ECU, and that was not close, as ECU wins 28-6. And I was saying this right before the show. I saw two fourth down conversions, because Army goes for it a lot on fourth down, twice on their first drive of the game, or actually on consecutive drives. The same player dropped a wide open. The second was going for a touchdown, dropped a wide open pass that would have scored. And I thought, after those, no, it's not going to happen. So the Pirates get the win. As for the Donkster, he had Marvin Harrison Jr. over 46 and a half receiving yards, and Harrison Jr. was 66. That's a win. So for the week, you are 3-5. I'm 9-5. The Donkster, 2-1. It is the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. It is great to have you with us on a Friday. And let's get into last night's Thursday night football game. The Seahawks beating the Cardinals 23-20. The Seahawks laying a point and a half. That comes home. Seahawks minus 125 on the money line. And the under hits. by the hook. Total set at 43.5. Seattle striking early in the first quarter.
From the 16, good protection, man, open court, touchdown, A.J. Barner, the tight end.
Sal Michaels on Amazon Prime. Seahawks go on top 7-3. They lead 20-6 going into the fourth quarter. Cardinals storm back. Marvin Harrison Jr., a 16-yard touchdown pass. Amare DeMarcado, a 7-yard touchdown pass that's hauled in. Just under 3 minutes to play, but the Seahawks calmly go down the field. Jackson Smith and Jigba with a 22-yard catch from Sam Darnold, and that sets up this from long range.
From 52, the kick wobbles, but makes it through. And the Seahawks win it at the gun.
Yes, they do. Jason Myers from 52 yards away. Seattle head coach Mike McDonald said this about Myers after the game. I've seen this guy play golf. He's a stud. He's got ice in his veins. We knew he was going to make that kick. And this went from a game where it looked like Seattle might run away with it to a really competitive and really good game late.
Yeah, I did not see this ending as a good game because the first half was downright unwatchable when it came to the Cardinals. So the Cardinals do deserve some credit for being at least resilient in this game. But I think we all have our questions about Kyler Murray after this first half of football because, listen, I feel like the Seahawks should have been leading this game by way more. You know, there were some fluky plays, especially in the first, I think it was either first or second quarter, where, you know, Arizona fumbles the ball and then it's recovered by the Seahawks and then it's fumbled again. And then the Cardinals get it further down the field. And then what do they turn it into? A touchdown? No. They go for a field goal. So I feel like there were some chances for Arizona to be a little bit more aggressive in this one. And how about as time is expiring in the first half, they throw a bubble screen for like 6 yards? What are you doing? Throw a Hail Mary. Go for some points here. So I feel like Arizona deserved to lose this game, but the resiliency was nice. But at the end, the Seahawks were the much better team.
Yeah, they really were, and this is sort of the perfect game if you're a head coach like Mike McDonald, where you win, but you have teachable moments. You know, players and coaches in particular love that. So we got the win. That's great, full credit. But here's some things we can work on. And Seattle was just a little bit sloppy, you know, where even, what was it, Kenneth Walker III had that taunting penalty, which took them out of field goal range in the first half. There was that potential drop interception. So there are plenty of chances for Seattle to pad the lead here. And what is your take on Seattle? Because I feel like the Seahawks are a well-coached, very good team. They're not in the top tier of NFL teams, but if you look at their schedule thus far, all right, they lost to the Niners, beat the Steelers, Saints, and Cardinals. And that game against the Niners, they were driving. They were in the red zone with a chance to win that game, and Nick Bosa had a strip sack on Sam Darnold. So they were right in there to the end. I think the Seahawks are a fine football club. They're sort of right there in that mid-tier, kind of the upper part of the mid-tier. Where do you put Seattle? They're good. They're not incredible, but this is a very good football team.
I think it's similar to what we saw from Minnesota last year, where it's going to be a great regular season team, and maybe not even to that extent because, you know, the Seahawks are still working in a bunch of new pieces, most notably Sam Darnold, even though it looks like he's acclimated pretty nicely into that system. But I do think he gives them a, I'm not going to say a super high ceiling because, like, we saw him in the playoffs, and I still need to remember that and be like, okay, he needs to prove it to us in the postseason because we do that for other quarterbacks as well. But he is a fine, you know, face of the franchise for now for the Seahawks. They've got a good run game. Their defense is really good at stopping the run. So they've got some good pieces to work with, but I still am not sure if I'd put them in the upper tier of the NFC.
Yeah, I certainly wouldn't put them there, but they're going to be a tough out because they're so well coached and because they have that ceiling to get better. And I have to say for Sam Darnold, like, his story is one that continues to
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
To be written, and one that I think is pretty inspiring because he was the guy seeing ghosts and then he got mononucleosis. Remember that when he played for the Jets and on Monday Night Football? They put up that big graphic. Sam Darnold, mono. He has mono. So he was known for these things, and then he has this year in Minnesota where he completely rejuvenates his career. He was in the MVP discussion. They loved him there. He signs a $100 million contract with the Seahawks in the offseason. And if you listen to the players and coaches here, they love him too. Even Jackson Smith and Jigba said that last play, that 22-yard throw and catch to put them in field goal range, Smith and Jigba said that was a perfect pass. Had the corner in front of me, back shoulder, put it right where it needed to be, easy catch. And so I think that's a really good barometer. Of course, you know, players and coaches are going to say the right thing. But going back to Minnesota, the praise from within is pretty telling.
Well, I mean, they didn't sign him back in Minnesota, so that was disappointing. But you're right. It's been a great story, and I think it goes to show how much fit matters for quarterbacks and how much a bad franchise can wear a quarterback down. Because we've seen this with other quarterbacks, most notably Baker Mayfield. Both these guys were on the Carolina Panthers and did nothing. Then they go to other teams and they're automatically amazing. I think it just goes to show how bad the Panthers were at that time, and also how much coaching matters. Because a lot of it depends on, like, okay, we need to play to this quarterback's strengths as opposed to, you know, writing plays for a quarterback that we want instead of the quarterback that we have. So I think we see this all the time. And also the fact that veteran status matters. And Sam Darnold has been in the league for a long time. And he's had a lot of time on the sidelines to sit and watch, you know, as somebody who has not always been a starter. So I think that matters a lot because we have seen quarterbacks who have been thrown to the scrap heap. Like, look at the year that, was it 2 years ago or last year that Joe Flacco won Comeback Player of the Year? Like, people wrote him off as dead.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're in a good scheme with a good coach and a good defense, you know, to maybe keep these games close, you know, veteran quarterbacks can do a lot. And Sam Darnold is not even that old.
Yeah, he's not. No, 2 years ago when Joe Flacco was Comeback Player of the Year. Yeah. We're seeing now, and I think Dan Orlovsky was someone I thought who sort of lended some explanation as to why we're seeing some of these quarterbacks. Joe Flacco's been around for a long time, but why we're seeing some of these younger guys struggle early and then sort of come around later in his careers. And he was saying that, you know, in the past, quarterbacks were forced to think more, right? They were forced to process more. And now, because of how offenses have evolved, because you have quarterbacks who aren't calling their own plays at the line of scrimmage, you have quarterbacks who are looking to the sideline if there needs to be an audible, because they're not forced to think more, they aren't processing as much, and they don't learn that skill until later on in their NFL careers, which I thought was a pretty salient point. I hadn't thought about that, because how many players do you know now, especially quarterbacks, who are at the line of scrimmage calling their own plays or audibling? Some, but calling your own plays or knowing the playbook that well, that's definitely like a Peyton Manning thing. That's a thing of the past. You don't really see that. But if you're doing that, you clearly know more of the playbook. You have a better understanding of what you're seeing in front of you. And today's guys, because they don't necessarily do that, take longer to come around. And I think maybe that's part of it.
Well, and also it just gives you such a huge advantage at the line of scrimmage because the defense can't adjust. You know, if you change a play like that, you know, it gives you such a big an advantage. And you think of like those older, like veteran quarterbacks who are probably going to go in the Hall of Fame, like Peyton Manning, Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, very good at this. I don't know if he's as good anymore. Maybe the skill set and the execution is not there. But at the line of scrimmage, he's very good at, you know, calling audibles and seeing what the defense is giving him. I think it's because these quarterbacks are thrust in these situations where they have to start almost immediately. Like, even in this day and age, we say, oh, you know, he's going to have a few games to get adjusted, looking at Jackson Dart. But, like, that's still not very long. Like, some of these great quarterbacks sat for at least a year. Like, look at Patrick Mahomes. Look at Aaron Rodgers. And they had time to kind of digest things. And now, so I think it's more of a survival instinct where they're like, okay, we just need to get him in there. Let's not try to throw too much at him. Let's just get him in there, as opposed to learning the game the right way.
Yeah, I think that's absolutely the case. And fit, which I know you mentioned, is a huge thing as well. When you have the right offense, when you have the right coordinator, when you have a head coach who believes in you, when you have the right players around you, it can make all the difference. Sometimes a particular scheme or a particular coordinator doesn't call things or doesn't have things set up in a way that sort of maximizes your skill set. So when you marry that with someone who has more experience, you're going to have more success. On the flip side, we have the Cardinals last night, and the Cardinals, I mean, valiant effort late, looking at your face. You got to have the look I look, but just, I don't know how I feel about the Cardinals. They're really banged up. Nice, you know, a lot of heart coming back late in this one, but it still felt like Seattle's game.
I thought it was very symbolic that their uniforms look dirty. Like, did you see these uniforms last night where it's supposed to, like, resemble sand or something? Because the first half was just so sloppy that it was almost hard to get that out of your mind when you're seeing them do good things in the second half. You're like, nah. That does not make me forgive you for a terrible first half of football. Where Kyler Murray was just, you know, making some bad throws. And then Marvin Harrison Jr., like, one of the interceptions for Kyler Murray was absolutely on him. He just gave it away.
Yeah.
But again, I think this is going to be a big story moving forward, was this a jumping off point for Marvin Harrison Jr.? Because when he knelt down in the end zone after that touchdown, you could tell that there was a big sigh of relief coming from him and an emotional release. So maybe this is a mental thing, because we all know he is extremely talented, and maybe this game is the turning point where he turns things around.
I think it's 100% a mental thing for him. Kirk Herbstreit was talking about during the game, like, he's kind of in his head right now because all the physical tools are there. If you look at his offseason regimen, he got bigger, stronger during the offseason, and Jonathan Gannon was saying, I want you to play fast. I want you to play fast. You know, don't think so much. But when you have all those expectations, you can absolutely get in your head and think, I should be doing this, I should be doing that. And then he has that, you know, that juggled catch that turns into an interception in the first half. So, yeah, when he finally caught that touchdown in the fourth quarter, it was a hell of a catch, by the way, and he high points it, brings it in, and kneels down, you could just feel him sort of breathing like, okay, I'm getting there. I'm getting back on track. It's been a tough couple games. I'm going to get there. But still a young kid and massive talent. I think he's going to be fine. And Kyler Murray was saying that after the game. Like, we're still working through things. And that was a great catch there in the end zone late. Just not enough for Arizona. Coming up next year on the show, it is our first look at the early games on the schedule for NFL Sunday, including a trip to Dublin, Steelers and Vikings. That is next on the Daily Tip. Great to have you with us on a Friday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.